Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Nikki.
Welcome to Swipe Fat.
Where dating's hard.
But dating when you're fat is even harder.
I got asked that on a date on Saturday.
Okay.
It was a last minute date.
Okay.
It was to go to a concert.
Okay.
With a guy who I was messaging with in October.
Okay. On a dating app?
No, on Instagram.
Interesting. Did you go?
No, I was gardening. So I couldn't.
Okay.
I was gardening and had a date with my couch.
Okay.
So I couldn't go on the date.
Are you going to go on the date eventually?
Probably not.
Okay. You're not into him?
No, but I don't think so. But you know what? At least I got asked out on a date. Somebody was thinking of me.
Love that.
I just happened to be on, you know, gardening, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. I love that term, garden gumming.
What like, does that mean?
Oh, it's like instead of saying you're high or you took like a gummy, you took a garden gummy. You're gardening.
Oh, it's like supposed to be like a chill pill.
Like instead of weeding, like instead of smoking weed, you're gardening.
Okay.
It's classy. You're not on that side of TikTok?
No, I'm not on gardening TikTok.
Oh, I'm on gardening TikTok.
No.
I'm on gardening TikTok. And I love it. It's so cute. The woman who like started it, it's a trend.
I love that.
It's a classy way of saying
you're in your real craft era. You've always been in your craft era, but you're on mega craft era. You are.
Okay, where's this coming from?
Why? Because you're gardening?
Getting high?
I thought you were saying you were actually gardening. And,
no!
Okay, I thought no. This is what I thought you were doing. Gardening and doing gummies at the same time.
No! If that's what they're saying is that you're taking a garden gummy or you're gardening. You say that instead of getting high. I've got high. I'm gardening. It's
that
a classy
was so
way of
over
saying
my
getting
head.
High.
That was so over my head. I was like, why are you calling gardening? Like, okay. I thought what you were saying is gardening is like a high. And I was like, cool. Then why are you calling it gardening? Because that's just the name of gardening.
Gardening is like a high. If I ever say that, kill me.
I don't know. A lot of people like to garden.
But they don't say it's a high.
I have no idea. Would never put my hands in dirt willingly. Okay, you had a date with a gummy in your couch.
Yeah, I had a date with a gummy on my
this
couch.
This term is stupid.
So I rotted on my couch instead of actually going on a date. And I preferred it.
Protect that peace.
Yeah, I had better time with myself than I probably would have on the date. I'm sure he's a very nice man, but I had a good time. I watched a new mini series on Netflix. I cried.
I cried too. Which one did you watch?
One Day.
Yeah. Have you watched the movie?
No, but I watched the whole series.
Okay. Well, the movie is just as devastating, obviously. But this was like literally the whole book in a.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the movie's shorter. But
yeah.
Yeah, I sobbed.
Yeah. I was going to text you and be like, I need you to watch this. But I was like, maybe she doesn't need to watch this, but I want her to watch this because it's good. It was good.
Yeah.
Just had.
Well, I knew it was going to happen. I wasn't.
That's, yeah.
I read the book too.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Well, I watched it. And that's what I did. Didn't watch the Super Bowl either.
But doesn't it? Okay, well, I guess I don't want to ruin it for everybody. One Day.
No, okay, but what were you going to say?
Well, just because it's like, doesn't it? It didn't make you want to date more.
Part of it, yes. Part
because it's like, it feels
well, it
like
also
you're
makes
wasting
you
time.
It makes you feel wasting time, but also makes you feel Delulu, like the one who got away actually is the one who got away. Like, that's Delulu. Like, this is a one
that's
in a.
I don't think that's one who got away. They're like, One who got away would be like who literally got away. They were always in each
Yeah.
other's lives, though.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
I don't have one of those in my life.
It's like the one who you really, really liked in college. That's the one you could compare it to, I guess. And for me, I'm glad he got away.
Yeah, I'm glad he got
I'm
away.
glad he got away. And he can stay away and
I
stay in
hope
here.
he's so happy with his wife. Like,
Stay
I
in
don't
mine's
know.
married with two kids.
Married, being a band teacher. I hope he has a good one, good life.
Yeah.
Like, I all the guys that I liked growing up, I'm like, now what? Like, what was I thinking? Like, I talked with my mom about like my ex that I was supposed to move here with, and I'm finally, it's we're at 7 years I've been in Chicago, but I'm so grateful now that I moved here and he didn't come, because my life, if I was still in Florida, I'm sure we would still be together and I would be miserable,
Yeah.
because I was always overcompensating for his red flags. And like, I'm like, now, you know, we've talked about him on the podcast, and I was like, oh, what if, blah, blah, blah. But no,
Yeah.
I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful, like, that I didn't wind up with any of the people I've been in relationships
I
with.
know. It's hard to look at that from a outside perspective.
Yeah,
Until
I mean,
you're very far away from it,
it
I
took me
honestly.
7 years for that one.
Yeah.
Like, that's a long time.
I don't know. Well, it depends on the person and like the level of relationship you're in. I think it takes a while to see some of that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here we are,
Here we are.
living in Chicago on our own and happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I found Datura Jones on TikTok. I saw a bunch of her TikToks about taking a dating cleanse, dating as a neurodivergent Black woman in the US, and just found her stuff so interesting.
Yeah, I think the first one you sent to me was about her taking a dating break. That's where we started with this interview. So let's just jump into it.
Datura, I saw your TikToks all over my feed. People stitching you, but also your stuff pops up for me a lot. And I think I saw, correct me if I'm wrong, that you were on a dating cleanse, like you stopped dating in 2023. Is that still true?
I stopped in 2024 officially, but yeah, I'm done for a little but yeah, like I think 2023 was my like let me actually give it a chance year, and whoo, crash and burn. So on a cleanse right now. But yeah,
What happened to make you decide that?
I got tired of like the same thing. Like it was getting to a point where I felt myself being more crazy than usual. I'm always the baseline, just crazy. But like, it was just like too much. And I was like, you know, I don't want to end up in jail or anything. So like, let me just stop, you know, just dating. Because people say wild stuff to me on dating apps, on dates, and I'm just like, you know, I'm gonna end up punching someone. So
Okay, so that kind of jail, that kind of crazy.
yeah, it's people just say wild things and I just can't handle it. So
Like, what were they saying?
it's just like I don't even know how to, I guess like it's basic human decency. People just tend to not have, like, I don't know. Like you can just tell like they're just like not there for anything, like very serious. It's just like, why are you wasting my time? I could be doing other things.
Yeah.
So it's very much just like I'm getting older. I'm like, I don't feel like putting all this time and effort in to like entertain a clown. So yeah.
I feel that. Where do you feel? I mean, like we always say is the plight of being a plus size person is like getting fetishized. I'm really bad at saying that word, by the way. So, but do you feel like that was like a lot of the stuff that was happening too online or?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely like Men in particular, I feel like they look at bigger women as like, oh, this is going to be easy. And then like when it's not, they get angry. And I'm just like, I think it was also a safety thing too. Like I didn't have any scary dates in 2023 or anything, but like in the past I definitely had scary ones. But yeah, people just think, you know, men especially think that we're like easier, and it's like, no. So yeah, that's definitely it. And then like with women, I just feel like it's really hard to find women to date. But
Oh, are you bisexual?
I am identifying as just like full-blown queer again. I guess I could just say, I'll just say queer.
I'm out as bi recently, well, within a year or whatever, and I find it harder to date women like on dating apps. For me, it's difficult.
The first and last date I went on with a woman on a dating app, it turned into like a Bumble BFF date, like 5 minutes in. And I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, I wasn't looking for new friends. I
Feel like
But
that's got to
yeah.
be hard to differentiate.
And I think a lot of women, I don't know, maybe that was just my experience, but they think that, like, I don't know, going on like a queer dating app, you'll find better friends. And it's like people are on there to like date most of the time. So it just gets confusing, but
Well, I have to say that men also feel like they're just getting friends on these apps. So, it goes both ways. Ew. It's hard out there.
Yeah, it's hard. When you're dating, you want dating to be fun, but sometimes it's not fun, and that's when you take breaks. So, I mean, you're doing the right thing.
It'll be good, hopefully. A nice reset. We'll see.
How long have you given yourself?
I don't know, honestly. I think it's until I'm in like a better place with like, I don't know, myself in general, and where I can like go on dates and like maybe be triggered and not care. So like however long that takes. So hopefully not too long, but yeah, I don't really have like a set time, I don't think.
I think that's fair too. Well, I did see one of your TikToks that was all about refusing to lower your standards, and I feel like that's a little bit of like what you're talking about too. It's like I don't want to be talking to people who aren't going to be hitting my level, right? And I think that's something that a lot of plus size women deal with a lot, where we're like, okay, should we just like go out with someone we're not attracted to, or should we not go out with this person who doesn't like tick most of my boxes? No one's ever going to tick all, right? But I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Because I've seen a few of those TikToks you made, and I thought they were very profound.
I will never lower my standards. I'm the type of person, like I did this one time and I'll never do it again, because as soon as something better came along, I was gone. Split second, goodbye. Like, and so I was just like, I don't want to do that to someone again. Like, you know, settle for someone and then I meet a new person and then I'm texting whoever I'm dating, or hopefully not married to, but you know, and just be like, okay, peace out. Because like that's just the type of person I am. It sounds
No,
horrible.
that
That's why
doesn't sound bad at all. I
I
didn't you say you like forgot about him? You were like, I'm gonna
Yeah,
tell
I
you later.
it
You're like, oh, I
happened.
forgot.
Yeah, like this happened with this one guy. Like I started like really getting serious with like this woman who I was talking to, not like talking to, but like she was in my life. And I'm like, oh, like they like me back, goodbye. And so it was, I'm like, I'll never settle again, because that's awful for both people. So yeah. I don't know, like I feel like my standards are not that high either. Like, I just feel like bigger women, especially like bigger women and Black women, were told, you know, lower your standards because no one wants to see it. I'm like, well, I'll just die alone. I'm not doing that. Like, so yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt. I think you said something like along the side, it's gonna hurt a lot more to be with someone that you don't like than to be alone.
Exactly.
And honestly, it's kind of easier to be alone.
I think when
That's all.
you protect your peace too hard,
Yeah.
and it's hard to get back
Yeah.
into the dating
Yeah,
groove.
yeah,
I feel like
yeah.
that's where
It's
you are right now.
Oh yeah. I can have a better night by myself than going out with somebody right at the moment. Yeah, that's I took a dating break, like a year and a half dating break, and now it's really hard to want to put effort into it.
Got you, got you. I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah.
I think it's just the apps because they just don't lend themselves to, I don't know. Like, once you are off of them, getting back in them is like such a mind fuck. Like, getting yourself back in that mentality. I don't know. We're both trying to date like a lot more in person right now, like, be more intentional about like meeting people in the wild. But I think that's hard too when you haven't been doing it in a long time, which I know I haven't. Like, it's sort of like you got to retrain yourself to like talk to people. What?
Or like be open and not just paying attention to your friends.
Or your phone. I do that. Because even if I go out to a bar or something, I'm like reading on my phone. That looks bad, you know?
Just looks closed off.
Mm-hmm.
So before 2023 and the year of like the bad dating that cut it all off, what was your dating like history like before? Have you been in relationships or what's that like been like for you?
It's just been chaotic to like sum it up. I was in one serious relationship for a year, and that was the person I settled for. They were the first person I ever dated. And I kind of just got into it to be like, what is a relationship? Because I was 23 at the time. I'm 28 now. And I was like, I need to know what a relationship is. Not need to, but I felt like I wanted to. And then I dated like a woman for literally a month, like right when COVID hit, like for a month. But yeah, it's just been like usually just weird situationships that are just like, why am I talking to this person? And then like homoerotic friendships and stuff that are just weird and complicated. So it's been a hot mess.
Do you think being neurodivergent makes it more difficult to be in a relationship with somebody or like deal with the bullshit of the dating process?
I think it definitely makes the dating process more difficult because I don't know, like I know I'm a weird person, and like, you know, they say that like autistic people in general, like when neurotypical people meet us, we give off like a certain vibe. I've heard that a lot. And so I feel like when I would go on dates with people who were neurotypical, they were like, you know, what is going on? Kind of like more judgmental. But yeah, like I usually can't get past like first dates, and I think it's a combination of, you know, a lot of things, but definitely the autism is heavy in there. So yeah.
Have you ever
Hopefully that.
dated? No, that makes sense, a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I mean, have you gone on dates with other people who are autistic? Has that been a thing ever? Yeah.
Last like real date was with an autistic man in 2020, so it's been a long time. And that was actually a good date. It ended, we stopped talking because he just said some weird stuff. He started fetishizing me, and I was just like, okay, goodbye, block. I don't do that mess. Like, go, like, stop. Like, go pay for a cider. Like, I don't know. But yeah, so, and then I like people who I had like friend crushes on before who were neurodivergent, like that just always became this huge thing because I didn't know I liked them because they were neurodivergent, and I thought that they were just like a special person. It's like, no, their brain just works the same as me. But it's usually easier. But I don't know, like I feel like a lot of neurodivergent people like try to date neurotypical people. I don't know if that's just me, just like I don't know being that, but yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I've tried.
Yeah, that's interesting. I feel like what you're saying is what I've seen a lot too. It's like kind of like usually a neurotypical with a neurodivergent person is usually like works pretty well. I feel like that's like a, I don't know if you agree, like an opposites attract kind of like vibe.
It's an opposites attract. Also, it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like us neurodivergent people, we can go off the hinges a lot and like go off. And I feel like maybe like the neurotypical person is like our safeguard in the back of our head. Like, oh, if we date someone who isn't like us, we'll be more stable. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I couldn't date a neurotypical person. I feel like I couldn't. But we'll see.
Yeah, no, you need somebody a little neuro spicy.
Oh yeah,
That's my
I like
favorite.
that.
That's
Wait,
my
I haven't
favorite
heard
term.
that before.
Yeah. I'm I'm on the side of TikTok with a lot of couples who are neurodivergent or have like AFRID. I'm like very, I don't know how I got on that side, but I'm here and I love it. It's just, I don't know, it's good content.
I've
Their
seen that
relationships are
AFRID
sweet.
stuff.
I called my mom thinking I had AFRID because I have insane, like I have weird texture issues with food. And my mom's like, absolutely not. Like,
No.
stop self-diagnosing yourself on TikTok because I do that a lot.
Yeah, I don't think you have AFRID.
TikTok, I mean, TikTok tells everybody they have everything.
Yeah.
You sleep a certain way, you have autism. Like it tells you. I was like every single way. Like I'm like, just let people live. But it also has opened a lot of things. So.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely helped people, but I feel like it's getting really like clustered in there. Like it's getting a little, yeah, too many people
Like
talking,
muddy.
too many people talking at once sometimes. And it's like not every single thing is the autism. Not every single thing. A lot of it, but not too much.
Well, not everything is the best. I feel like that's the thing, right? I feel like always it's like this is the best. And it's like, but not everything's the best. Some things are just the thing, you know? Like
No, you did it. What was it today that you did a TikTok about, like how influencers basically lie to you? They're paid to lie to you, and why are we taking fashion from them?
Yeah, like this whole conversation of like what type of pretty and everything like that. It's just like, can we just exist? Like, and it's always the people who you know, like, have the good brand deals behind them, you know, talking about this and that. And it's just like, stop lying to the people. They don't need 20 products, you know? They don't, but.
Have you seen the uninfluencers now? Like, I feel like that's becoming like a thing. Like
Yeah, I think.
de-influencing, I guess. Sorry, that's the term.
Yeah, they're like trying to help us stop buying all this stuff.
But they're still tagging the videos on TikTok shop when they're de-influencing.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, times are hard.
Times are hard.
They're like, I'm going to tell you the truth. Actually, you do need this.
I think I saw one that started that way. I'm not joking. Have you too? Okay. It was like, I'm not going to tell you to buy something else, but I am going to tell you to buy this thing. I was like, okay. Capitalism at its best. Oh, yay, yay. Okay. I'm going to go back a little bit to talking about dating as a Black woman, because I feel like that's something that we haven't talked a ton about on the podcast, if you're open to talking about that. Just what do you feel like your experience has been super different than other maybe Black friends of yours, because you're darker? Is that
Well, it's like a whole cluster of things. So like colorism in the Black community is like a huge problem, obviously, because like during slavery, if you were lighter, obviously like that was seen as like better, and that's like
Right.
trickled down is like everything's trickled down. So like regardless of size, if what I've experienced, and I'll just speak for myself, but this is very common for other Black women, no matter like what you look like, and if you're lighter, you're going to be seen as more attractive most of the time. So like if someone is like, let's say it's like 400 pounds and they're like lighter skin, they'd be considered more attractive than someone who was like, I don't know, like 200 pounds and darker skin, because that's like how color just like works in the community. But yeah, like dating as a Black woman, especially when you're like plus size, it's hell. Like, I don't know how else to put it. Because people think they can treat you any type of way. And then there's also like the social hierarchy. So like, you know, regardless of, you know, the 2 degrees I have and, you know, the success I have and like who I am as a person, that doesn't matter because I'm at the bottom of the social, you know, the social ladder. And I think that's also one of the big reasons why I've stopped dating, because I will never lower my standards. And like, even as I've worked on myself, like it's just like, I don't know, I'm not going to compare it to the glass ceiling, but it's like you're hitting your head on like, you know, the social ladder. Yeah. It's just weird, and I see the social ladder even more now, and I'm like, oh no, this doesn't feel good. But yeah, it's a huge topic.
Yeah,
Huge topic.
it is a huge topic to pick apart.
I think it'll be interesting to see how the future is for dating, as you know, Black women, because we're having more conversations. I feel like the rise of dating coaches, which I can't stand dating coaches most of the time, but I feel like there's good conversations coming out of it from, like, I don't know, people getting upset by them. So we'll see. But yeah, it's definitely hard, but I don't think it's impossible. I don't think it's impossible. So
Yeah.
yeah.
No, just finding the right people
Yeah,
and
and
dealing with the bullshit until, well, being willing to deal with the bullshit until you find the right person.
yeah, and I think, like, just like what is the term everyone's using? The standing on business. Like, as soon as someone, you know, tries to push that boundary in a really bad way, just, you know, leave. Like, you gotta block them. I love blocking people. Like,
I don't think I've ever done that. I feel like I should. Well, I
like
mean, I
block
guess like
somebody.
on an actual dating app. Yes, I've done that before.
Oh, but like you mean like texting somebody you've never blocked them?
I think maybe once. Usually I delete the name and number. So if they ever text me again, I'm like, who are you? But I don't think I've ever blocked someone.
Yeah, because I've told you to block people and you're like, oh, it's not that serious. I love a block. It
Maybe I
like
should
feels
block someone
final.
tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, it just feels like you're slamming the door in their face.
Like I have an unblocked problem too. I just don't save people's numbers anymore. I have no one saved.
I do that too, but now here's the thing that I have so many numbers that I'm like, who the hell are you? I guess I should just delete them, but it's like this, yeah, it's the dating online issue, right? Like, it's only, or it'll be like blah 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 Bumble, and I'm like, who did I talk, who were you? I don't even remember dating someone named like that
Oh, I remember him.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because
Well,
he's liked me on apps.
okay, Nikki can help me then. Help me.
You went to a basketball game with him.
Oh, okay. Now we should beep out his name. People can go back and
There's a
figure out
lot
who
of them. There's a
it
lot of those guys. There's a lot of those
Anyone with a
names.
J name should be blocked.
Yeah, automatically. So, what are you doing during this like time of yourself? To better yourself? Like, are you going on dates with yourself? Are you doing like the things that you've always wanted to do in a relationship with yourself or like therapy? Like, what's your goal?
I've definitely been doing like the self dates. That's been happening over the last year, actually. See, I love to take myself on little dates. I love, you know, self-care treatments and stuff like that. And I want to start just traveling alone, like when I have saved up, just like, you know, not waiting for someone to like go with me, just like, you know, just go. Like, life's long and short at the same time. But yeah, like I feel like we sometimes, especially as women, like we're like, oh, we'll do it when we're with someone. It's like, what if that never comes? Like, I know that's scary. No one likes to say that, but like, we never know how life's gonna pan out, really. So yeah, just being more courageous with myself and kind of living as if, like, oh, if no one ever comes, like, you don't want to be on your deathbed. Like, oh my gosh, I could have done this and that. Like, I don't want any regrets when I'm on my deathbed, like none. So yeah.
I love that.
Thank you.
I try to be that way too. I think it's sometimes really hard. It's hard, especially like, okay, we just went to the Amalfi Coast, Nikki and I did. And that for me was like my honeymoon in my mind, you know, like the place I would go. So that was like really hard for me, honestly, like being there. I was like, this is like not how I imagined being here. You know, I mean, it was made up for it because we were doing this like really awesome thing. We go on these fat babe trips. So we were there with like a bunch of other fat women having this like awesome vacation. So I feel like that made it better, right? Because you're doing something awesome instead. But it's like hard to like compartmentalize that where you're like, I don't know, I thought this was going to be this place where I was with this human, you know?
I definitely have been thinking about like the grieving the life I thought I would have, especially with dating. Like, because I'm 28, I don't think that's old. And well, in
It's
today's
not.
society, it seems old. But anyway, yeah, like I obviously didn't get the life that I thought I would have. Like, I thought I would be like, you know, in a serious relationship by now. But I'm trying not to harp on that because it's like, that's not doing anything for me, but I understand like it's such a hard space to like leave, and obviously I go back into it. But yeah, we need to start like living for ourselves more and like kind of seeing what direction life is going in and being like, let's just rock it out if that makes sense. So
That's
yeah.
interesting, the grieving the life you thought you were gonna live. Like, I think I did that without intentionally doing it, like not realizing it. I think maybe it happened during like my coming, like a body positivity, like coming into myself more. I think that probably helped a lot with what I, expectations of the life I thought I was supposed to have.
Yeah, I think for plus size people, it's a lot of like grieving, like, I'm never gonna be skinny. Like, I think we're always thinking about this life where we'll be smaller. Well, we grow up thinking that way. I don't know. I did. I grew up thinking like, oh, there'll be a time where I'm smaller. And I think when you are going through that process of like learning that like your body can be your body, like it just can be a body. Being body neutral almost, you do have to like grieve that, like you have to let go of that like future that you thought you were gonna have in a smaller body.
Definitely, definitely. And that's hard, like, especially when we're reverting with body positivity, which is that's a whole conversation that's happening. And yeah, it's difficult, but it's worth it.
Yeah. Has that been hard for you? The seeing all the, I don't know.
I knew it was gonna happen. Like when I first saw it like take off, like body positivity when I was in college, I was like so excited. And like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just know this is gonna eventually end because the world, not to be the Debbie Downer, but the world hates fat people. Like that's just, it's like, that's how the world is and it's awful. And I feel like we have so many people fighting against that. And it's like these like, beauty, the beauty industry, they just, they don't care. So it's been hard. It's kind of like, yeah, I feel like we're having a funeral for the body positivity movement right now, and that's hard. Definitely,
Yeah,
definitely.
I feel like we're like saying goodbye to people, you know, sort of like, okay, bye. Guess you're leaving now, you know, like there used to be a lot of us and now there's only a few of us, and that's hard too.
I hope like we move towards just body neutrality where like we can just exist, but maybe that's like a utopia or something. I don't
The perfect world when we don't comment on each other's bodies.
know.
Well, I had
Yeah.
someone like write on a post. I made a post about something. I'm eating in it, so you know, of course I'm gonna get shit for that. But this girl wrote on it who's straight size and was like, didn't we learn? This is the first thing we learned was like to not comment on each other's bodies. And she's Gen Z, she's young. Like we chat every once in a while, and I'm like, actually, our generation did not learn that. Like our generation, like learned that we should go to Weight Watchers. So, like, I think maybe at least their generation, I don't know. Maybe it'll be better because people are teaching them to like those things. But I don't know. It gave me a sliver of hope that like things could be better if she was like, that's like the normal thing that we all know. And I was like, it's not the normal thing we all know. Like, love you, but no, it's not.
Yeah, I feel like it could go either way. Like a part of me sees like all of this like AI stuff and like all of like the surgeries people are having, which I don't judge people, but like when you're pushing it on someone else, that's like different. So yeah, I feel like it could go either way, honestly. But the younger generations are tired of like well, I don't know. Gen Alpha kind of scares me, but like at least like I know Gen Z like is tired of the systems. I don't know. Gen Alpha scares me though.
I know. All the teacher TikToks I see are terrifying. Like they just seem feral. Like they're running
We were
around.
feral too. That's the
I
thing
don't
is we
know
were
though.
feral. Yes.
I don't
All kids are
know.
feral. They just happen to have cameras on them. We didn't have cameras on us.
I don't
Yeah.
know. I don't know.
I think that's a part of it, but like just even interacting with Gen Alpha, I'm like, I'm a little afraid of y'all. Like, I don't know.
I think
Like, let me know.
there's less scared of authority is I think what I'm seeing more of. And if you're less scared of authority, then like that's what's, I mean, that's a hard one. I mean, like we should all be like de everything, every system, like, you know, not listening to everything that we hear is like true and gold. 'Cause I feel like that's how I was raised, just sort of like listen to every authority, you know? I don't think that that's the way that everything should be, but this one, I don't know. The teachers just make it seem like they're not listening at all.
I think the teachers are also just stressed beyond, like, beyond anything. I think it's like a combination, but
Yeah.
like a part of me doesn't blame Gen Alpha because like the world is wild.
Yeah.
The world is going through a lot, so they're
Yeah, you're
just
right.
normal in their environment.
Yeah, you're right. Teachers have a lot more they have to do these days than they had to before. So that's probably a big part of it. Also, then having to
People were
deal
fighting teachers in my classes, so
with.
I'm not surprised by any of
My
it.
gosh, we had a teacher who, if she wore red shoes that day, we knew that we were like everyone would just be like fucking silent.
Oh, I
So.
saw multiple kids arrested in elementary school. Florida.
Oh, makes sense.
Maybe Gen Alpha is just all us Florida kids. That's what it
Maybe.
is. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I love, these topics. So, yeah.
Where can everybody find you?
So you can obviously find me on TikTok, Detour Jones. You can find me on Instagram, YouTube. I'm literally on everything, even Pinterest and Tumblr. So just type in Detour
Tumblr
Jones.
still around?
It is. I don't go on there, but I have an account.
Okay. I remember all the Tumblr girls. I wanted to be a Tumblr girl
They
back
sent
in the
then
day.
they still send me emails. I'm like, how are you
Oh.
still pumping it out there?
How do you still have access to that email that was on Tumblr? That's what I want to know.
It's my main one.
No. Thank you. Make sure you go follow her, and we really appreciate you joining us.
You so much.
So men are having the audacity.
Don't they always?
So I got an email for a collab, and I was reading through it. Hi, I'm blank, co-founder of blank, top five dating social app in many countries. Going on and on and on and on. We're seeking influencers, blah, 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 blah. Would be great if you could take a look at our app and take a tour to understand more about it. Our theory is based on men looking to meet Latinas tired of Western women. There's a
What?
big trend in the US related to dating American women. It's getting harder and more expensive. Plus, there are a lot of friction between genders as well. Therefore, men are coming to Latin America to meet girls from different cultures. This is called Passport Bros Movement. Looking forward to hearing from you.
What?
So they're pitching me to collab with them to tell guys, you know what? Fuck American
Fuck
women.
us.
Fuck us. Fuck me. I'm too difficult. I wait, did I read the part where he says that we are more expensive?
Yeah, that was where
Yeah.
my jaw did a little droppy poo.
We expect too much. But you know where you can find a woman who you can do whatever you want with? Latin America.
My
I
God.
read that and I was like, what the actual fuck? So I kind of
Jesus.
want to respond. I kind
What
of
are you
want to
gonna
respond and be
say?
like, I want to be like, so just to clarify, you're asking an American woman
Yeah.
who is quote, too is too hard to get along with and expects people to pay for her, and causes quite a lot of friction between genders to promote your app. I kind of want to.
You should. I'd love to see what he says back.
But like the app, what I'm confused is like the thing for app. Like for the app is it's like called Crema Social. Have lunch with people around the world. Like none of their stuff says what he's saying in the email to me.
Interesting.
I'm like, did you just see my last name? And was like, you know what? She's not from America.
Is that like, yeah, I was like, is that what he's trying? He thinks you're from Latin America because your last name is Nunes.
Maybe. I mean, I will say that like a lot of Latin American like trends sites are now posting my viral TikTok. And so I'm wondering if that's it.
Okay, maybe.
But I'm just like, if you look at my Chicago, last I heard, there
Jesus.
wasn't a Chicago in Columbia.
Well, even isn't that even worse that they're like technically asking someone who's like technically like Latina
Yeah.
to be like, hey, don't date a Latina woman from America. Date someone
Nope.
from Latin America.
Fuck us Western women.
The
You know
fuck?
what? You gotta keep on your, what's it
Did
called?
you ever watch the
Like,
documentary where these men go to Russia and Ukraine to meet women? It's like a trip. And they disguise it as a trip to like for men to like go explore Russia and Ukraine. And really, it's they go to each town, and each town you get to meet different women. Like they have little mixers, and beforehand, they can be on the app for the company that does this. So that every time they talk to a woman, they have to pay like every message, they have to pay them like $10.
is it the Passport Bros movement?
I mean, now
That's
I
what they're
need to.
calling this one, is the Passport
I mean,
Bros
it sounds
movement.
very similar. And I remember one of the men on it was like trying, he was like, I can't date Western women anymore. And the ironic thing was at the end of the documentary, they followed up with all of them and he ended up marrying an American woman. And I'm
I
like,
mean,
bro, but it was like, it was disturbing, honestly. It was
yeah.
disturbing because it's just like, you're going, I don't know. It's this whole thing of like instead of trying to like maybe work on yourself and like realizing why you might not be connecting with women of the Western world, you're like, I'm just gonna go somewhere else and basically purchase them because it's not I don't know.
It's 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah.
Do I want all the women of Latin America to find good men? Yes, I do.
Those aren't good men.
But they're not good men.
Those aren't good
Not
men.
a good, this will not get you good men.
No, that's not a good man. Don't date them, please. This is honestly, if you did that, that would be a disservice to them, those poor women. But I fully support them using those men to get here if that's the thing to do.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah,
Because they
use them and
deserve to
abuse
be
them.
used.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers.
Get that green card. Go for it.
I'm Googling this documentary. Okay, it was called Love Me.
Oh, no.
Mail
Oh,
Order
love
Brides.
me.
Love Me. A 2014 documentary about Western men traveling to Ukraine to obtain mail order brides.
One of my exes and I used to scream "Love me" when we wanted to cuddle harder. Very different.
Little bit. It was on the documentary channel.
The documentary channel.
Yeah,
I'm gonna sound very uneducated. I did not know there was a documentary channel.
I'm full of fun, and that's what I watch.
She loves a documentary.
Really do. Did you watch?
No.
Just saying no already.
I already know. It's a documentary?
Yeah.
What?
You
Nope.
might have though.
Okay.
Killer Stalker Lover.
Nope.
Oh. Okay. Well, it'll make you never want to date online again.
Exactly. I don't like killers, stalkers,
Or lovers.
or lovers, really. I
It's on
don't like
Netflix.
scary. See, here's the thing, is most documentaries are scary. there's a level of scary
Or
to it.
educational.
Yes, but they're so real world scary
Okay.
that I avoid them.
Okay. This one's not scary, it's just sad. Oh, I mean, well, the killer lover stalker one is terrifying, but the one about mail order brides is just sad.
Just sad. Is it like watching 90 Day Fiancé?
Sadder because I don't think any of them are in love like that. I sometimes I watch 90 Day Fiancé and I'm like, well, yeah, you're in love. That's nice to watch, but
Oh. I've actually never watched more than two episodes of 90 Day Fiancé.
I think there's a good mix in there of
Yeah.
like both, you know, and
My mom watches it.
people trying to figure it out because I think like dating long distance like that is hard.
Yeah.
I had a friend who had a 90 Day Fiancé.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't work out. They even got married.
Oh.
Because, you know, you
So
have to get
he.
married in 90 days.
Yeah, you have to get married. Yeah. That's so my one of my best friends from college tech didn't really have a 90-day fiance, sort of had a 90-day fiance. They went and they moved to New Zealand together because that's the
Oh,
one place they could live
okay.
because he was Welsh, and he couldn't, you know, and she couldn't there, and like they could both go to Australia or to New Zealand and both get work visas. So after they got off the Disney cruise ship where they met, like working, they went and they moved to New Zealand for a year, and then they
Okay.
got engaged, and then after a year, because they wanted to see if they could live on land together, and then here for 90 days before they got,
Okay.
and then the way it took them so long to get
I know,
like
green
work
card.
stuff, it's so long,
I
it
know.
takes
Well, I
so
think
long.
that's what eventually, like, he couldn't do it. Like, 'cause it is, you do have to be very committed to, like, the person you're with to do
Yeah,
that
and
because
it's
you're
like
sacrificing a lot.
you're sacrificing a lot, you're sacrificing your family, but it also a little bit of it's demasculating because like you can't provide what for yourself at all, even like, or you know, men think they have to provide for their partner, but like, or like it's not a part, like it's
Yeah.
really like leaning on somebody. I think I would even
Well, and
find
you
that
don't have, I
hard.
mean, like, you don't have friends, like, you're just moving somewhere, you don't know anybody, like, you
Yeah.
can't really do anything. So,
You can't drive for a long time.
yeah, it was really hard for him.
You're super dependent.
But he also didn't go about it in the best way
The
possible.
right way. Yeah. Yeah.
He ended up moving back.
Oh. I got a lot of men in my DMs trying to 90-day fiance with me.
Well, tell them you're not interested because we just went through all the reasons why you aren't.
One man, though, wants to know, how do you stand against guys that find you attractive because they are into big girls?
Crazy.
I just. And he's Belgian. I know the English isn't that great, but Google Translate could have helped a little bit,
Maybe.
right? He
Maybe.
could. Or he meant that. He meant that.
I don't know. We'll never know.
I got a guy in Switzerland who would like me to come there.
Okay.
He would definitely swipe right on me. I'm trending, my catfish thing is trending again, so I'm getting a lot
Lovely.
of men saying that they would show up. They're
Okay.
all in different countries though.
Well,
None of
yeah,
them are
because
in
you said it's
Chicago.
making the rounds on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I have that weightlifter boy who wants to know how tall I am from Albania. You know, I just got him coming from all angles, just not inside America. In Illinois.
Just in the state.
You
Or
know,
the
either.
surrounding states would be nice.
Maybe.
It
You know. So. Do better. I will do better, but no 90 Day Fiance.
not this time.
Not this time. Not unless I've met somebody while I was
Traveling, yeah.
on. Yeah, if I met
Yeah.
somebody while I was traveling, that might be different.
Yeah, I think it'd be very different. Very
We
different
always say
vibes.
we're gonna fall in love on our trips, and we never have.
I think just because we're too focused on having a good time.
Know.
So,
Okay, well, I'll keep you updated if anybody worth being 90-day fiancéed or a mail order bride slides into my DMs.
I would love to hear about it. Can't wait.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye. Follow along with us on Instagram and TikTok at Swipe That.
And if you're not a part of our private Facebook group, join that too.
Just search Swipe That Podcast.
And if you love us, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.